A U.S. attorney general accused of having a conflict of interest in an investigation. Democrats calling for an independent counsel. A Republican president who's reluctant to distance himself from a political appointee and friend. Sounds like a scenario that Dick Thornburgh knows something about. Mr. Thornburgh is the former governor of Pennsylvania. In 1988, he became the U.S. attorney general when Ed Meese resigned under a cloud of scrutiny. Mr. Thornburgh joins us in our studios. Thanks very much for being with us.
Morning, tonight. Scott.
Let me ask you straight out. Do you believe that Attorney General Ashcroft would be best advised to appoint an independent counsel now?
Well, this seems to be a kind of an automatic response by both Democrats and Republicans when there's an allegation made of wrongdoing that reaches into the upper levels of any administration. I think it's time for us to kind of take a deep breath. The matter is now in the hands of career professionals at the Department of Justice. I assume they will, as they always do, follow the evidence wherever it leads. And we can suspend judgment for the time being on whether or not a special counsel or independent counsel is needed. We got rid of the statute that created the Office of Independent Counsel for good reason, I believe. Mm-hmm. And right now that discretion is lodged in the Attorney General himself, and if he perceives a conflict of interest, he ought to step aside and let others take over. But right now we're at the front end of an investigation that may or may not show that.
Because, of course, two names that have entered into the news columns on this controversy about the identity of a CIA operative being revealed, Jack Oliver and Karl Rove, both of whom worked for now Attorney General Ashcroft on his Senate campaigns.
Unless and until there's some specific evidence developed that either one of them was involved in this particular disclosure, that shouldn't cause any problem. Understandably, anyone who serves in any administration is going to have ties with those in the White House or in other portions of the administration, but that doesn't automatically create any conflict of interest. We have to wait and see what these career professionals turn up by way of evidence, and then if there is some connection that creates a conflict, the Attorney General should step aside.
A leak that appears in a newspaper of the name of any employee of the CIA is considered serious, obviously. What should the White House do if it wants to find that leak, plug it, and get this matter taken care of?
These investigations are notoriously unproductive, and for good reason. There are only two people who know the facts. One is the person who leaked the information. The other is the journalist who reported it. Mm-hmm. And it's highly unlikely that either of them is going to come forward and acknowledge or admit their involvement. So you're up
I'll add parenthetically, just as we're trying to follow the story through, I believe Bob Novak, whose column obviously released the identity of this person, has suggested that, I believe he said something like half a dozen other reporters were approached with
this
story.
He was quoting somebody in the administration who said that half a dozen other reporters. And
which would suggest there might be half a dozen other people that
exactly
might have some knowledge
of, with regard to specific leaks. So mm-hmm. that's what the investigation is going to show, and that's why it's important. When you ask what the administration should do, I think they've done exactly what they should do, put all this in the hands of professional career people at the Department of Justice and give them their head and let them see what they can come up with and let the chips fall where they may.
On the other hand, if an independent counsel were to be chosen, what qualities do you think are important to look for in him or her?
I think when you look at the history of people who've been appointed independent counsels, they are invariably people of some stature within the legal profession, often with prosecutorial experience, not having been involved in any partisan political undertakings. And some of them, in spite of that, the character and qualities they represent end up getting tarnished because of the political maelstrom that they have to step into right away. There's no magic cure-all to the title special counsel or independent prosecutor. The real need for one arises when an actual conflict of interest arises with regard to either political interest, personal interest, or financial interests that prevent the Attorney General from calling him as he sees him.
Mr. Thornburgh, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Richard Thornburgh, former U.S. Attorney General and Governor of Pennsylvania, who was the author of a book, Where the Evidence Leads. He joined us in our studios.